This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Hey, KHNC listeners. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360KHNC.com. I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic. Well, we have a natural way to lose weight. Try the breakthrough product Curve for GLP-1 support. Try the product Burn to kickstart fat burning. And the product Sculpt for muscle building support. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360KHNC.com. Thanks again for being part of the KHNC family.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN-endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good morning. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. This is the 11th of December, 2024. And overnight, while we were lounging, Israel has conducted now, in probably the last 20, let's say 36 hours, at least 500 strikes in Syria. And the objective is to destroy the weapon stockpiles to keep them from falling into the hands of the new, what is it called, Hayat Tahrir al-Sham Islamic jihadists led by Mohammed Giuliani. Israel forces launched 500 strikes across Syria. The reason I'm staying with what's happening in Syria is because we are in the time where the prophecy about Damascus being destroyed completely, annihilated, we are in that Amos chapter 1, in the first five verses, and also in Isaiah chapter 17, one of the oldest cities in the world. At some point, the punishments of God will punish the inhabitants of Damascus for their ages-long hatred and persecution of the Jewish people. So they destroyed military weaponry to keep these weapons from falling into the hands of the terrorists who have overthrown Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's brutal dictatorship. Now, his dictatorship was brutal against the jihadi terrorists, the Islamic forces within Syria that were butchering people, and Bashar al-Assad was really the president that was dealing with Islamic extremists in his own country. Yes, he was brutal, but not as brutal as the terrorists, the Islamic terrorists with the black flag that have just taken over Damascus. You haven't seen brutality. We watched this morning, as I was preparing for the program, my wife and I, we watched a video of some of the Turkish terrorists that had come into Syria, went into the hospitals. They went into a hospital room, two individuals wounded, severely wounded. One guy, I think, was going to lose his foot. Both of his hands were bandaged. The other bed was another individual who I think had probably lost part of a leg. He was on all the equipment, medical devices, and they murdered him on video. They shot the guy at the end of the room. They came back. The other guy was pleading, begging for mercy, killed him. For people who have been, I've been listening to talk show commentators talking about how brutal Assad was. He had to be. He had to eliminate the Islamic terrorists, the extremists within his country. Syria was a nation that, to a great degree, was bringing some, I don't want to say peace, but a kind of a situation where the surrounding countries had at least some stability. Now that stability is gone. It's ended. Dozens of sea-to-sea missiles with a range of 80 to 190 kilometers were destroyed. The Navy missile ships struck by Syrian naval facilities. Israel struck these facilities on the Al-Bada port. The IDF said in a statement that each missile carried significant explosive payloads, posing threats to civilians and military maritime vessels in the area. Fighter pilots in the Israeli Air Force flew hundreds of hours over Syrian airspace this week, carrying out more than 350 strikes against these targets. wide range of targets were struck, anti-aircraft batteries, Syrian Air Force airfields, dozens of weapon production sites in Damascus, in Homs, in Tartus, Latakia, and Palmyra. Numerous strategic weapons were neutralized, including Scud missiles, cruise missiles, surface-to-sea, surface-to-air, surface-to-surface missiles, UAVs, fighter jets, helicopters, radars, tanks, hangars, and more. Retired British Colonel Richard Kemp, top intelligence official, said the strikes were perhaps the most intensive in Israel's history and were a brilliant strategic move. We have to agree. Now, Israel is doing the world a big favor, especially the nations in the Middle East. Maybe you are unfriending Israel. Well, for a while, you better friend Israel. And the Arab nations to the east, Iran, Qatar, the UAE nations, Saudi Arabia, with Bashar al-Assad being replaced, this means that you have a caliphate. There is now an Islamic caliphate, basically, in Syria. Guess who has funded, who supported, who encouraged, and who is defending the caliphate? You have three guesses. I'll give you three doors, or three, door number one, two, and three. Okay, China, Russia, America. You got it. The United States of America. And actually, in my view, it is the Obama machine. The Obama machine back in the, before 2016, going back to 2012, the machine, the objective was Syria. That objective has been in place ever since. Even though Obama has been, you might say, out of the room, he hasn't been out of the building. I'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, This Present Truth.
Tune in for the Dan Bongino Radio Show Monday through Friday from noon to 2 and 6 to 7 p.m. exclusively here on AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, Northern Colorado's best talk.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
Hey, KHNC family, this is Jason Garcia, inviting you to tune in every Monday at 5 p.m. for the Authentic Business Show. Learn about incredible local businesses, what they do, how to support them. Don't miss out on tips to boost your own success, Monday at 5 p.m. on 1360 KHNC.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
The Present Truth, weekly, 11 to 1, on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. What I mean by weekly is Monday through Friday from 11 to 1. Podcasts will be archived on 1360KHNC.com to the Present Truth site. Okay, so Syria was always an objective with the Obama administration while he was in open power, while he was president. And he has been in... He has been in the House from 2008 to the present. He wasn't in the room during the Trump administration, and he wasn't basically, he was at the back of the room during the Biden, this illegal occupation of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. They were never, Joe Biden was never president. Harris was never vice president. They're just running the corporation. Donald Trump legally was still president during the Biden occupation. Now that was an occupation. And now Trump has won his third term. If he can be sworn in on the 20th of January. So what is happening in the Middle East is you have a caliphate, and the caliphate has been funded by Uncle Sam. This is out of Hal Turner Radio. This was yesterday. Iranian official Moshe Raisi, a member of the Expediency Discernment Council, has warned that terrorists are preparing to attack the Iraq. Terrorists are planning to attack Iraq, not Syria. They're expanding. He says that 11,000 ISIS fighters have been trained in a U.S. camp in northern Syria, and suggested they may target cities such as Mosul or Tikrit. The reason he is making this information public at this time is because previously Iran warned Syrian President Bashar al-Assad that HTS and other al-Qaeda fighters were planning to move against him. No one did much of anything. As we all see, HTS and their ilk attacked mercilessly and successfully. They overthrew President Assad. With today's public warning for Iraq, the Iranians achieve two purposes. Firstly, they warn Iraq that they are targeted for imminent resurgence of ISIS. Secondly, to expose to the world that the United States has been training, feeding, and equipping actual ISIS fighters at the U.S. camp in Syria and is preparing to unleash them in the Middle East again. With this public exposure, the alleged U.S. plans may be scrapped or otherwise interrupted. I don't believe they'll be scrapped or interrupted. And with Assad, excuse me, I had to clear my throat. With Assad, he did bring stability to the region. Now you have a caliphate. Now you can see why. On one hand, the United States or Israel is working with the U.S. But really, if you look at it from a different perspective, Israel isn't really helping the United States, because the United States is also bombing any resistance to the al-Qaeda leader, Giuliani, And the Russian operatives, Iranian operatives, operatives that are in conflict with the United States, with our U.S. Defense Department's objectives in Syria. So Israel isn't asking permission, and Israel is taking out all the munitions depots as quickly as possible. So this, to some degree, is, you might say, interfering with America's push through Al-Qaeda or HTS. HTS is Al-Qaeda. It's their new brand. But Israel is preparing to clear Syria from future threat, because Syria is now in the hands of this new Al-Qaeda network. Iran, it's impossible to ship any type of weaponry to the Hezbollah in Lebanon. And now that Israel took out the ships, the Navy, Syrian Navy, there's no threat on the ocean, no threat on the land, no threat in the air. And now Israel can continue up the operations against Hezbollah. And they're going to. And then also, I have another article. This one is the Independence Centennial. The U.S. will fund two terrorist groups in Syria. Abu Muhammad al-Julani, who is the commander-in-chief of the Syrian militant group Tahrir al-Sham, was also the emir of its predecessor organization, al-Nusra Front, the Syrian branch of al-Qaeda, in 2017. Now, he was the butcher of al-Qaeda coming out of Iran initially. The Biden administration will support the new administration, which means funding Abu Muhammad al-Golani, who has been designated a terrorist by the U.S., has emerged as the leading figure in Syria's liberation. So it's either Jew with a J or G with a Golani or Julani. I'm going to go with Golani. So he's now the leading figure in this liberation. This is not a liberation. This is the killing fields of Cambodia. There's a caliphate. Israel realizes it. Israel is responding as quickly as possible. Israel's not going to have an option in the near future. What option? The Damascus option. Israel will destroy Damascus. I read to the audience out of Amos chapter 1, that out of Jerusalem says that God is going to, his wrath is going to come out of Jerusalem. He's going to storm out of Zion, meaning Jerusalem. Zion is Jerusalem. The attack is going to come out of via the IDF. Benjamin Netanyahu is going to give the orders. Israel has just retaken all of the Golan Heights into Syrian territory. They're not going to give it back. They can't, because these Islamic terrorists, these jihadists, who will give their life, life for life, to kill Jewish civilians, Israel is not going to, well, Israel is taking the opportunity. And it's working to some degree against the United States. But Israel's going to protect itself. Israel's option, the Damascus option. Israel, we are very near the, I think it's about a 33-year-old prophecy. I got to think about this. About the destruction of a 2,700-year-old prophecy, I think. The destruction of Damascus by Israel in the far future, when it becomes a nation once again and is restored to the children of Israel. Israel are restored to their land, which occurred in 1948. And now Donald Trump designated Jerusalem as the capital city of Israel. And from that capital city, God is going to use the IDF to storm out of Jerusalem slash Zion to destroy Damascus. This is what we're observing. And the United States is funding Abu Muhammad al-Gulani. The transition process, and this HTS, they split from Al-Qaeda. The transition process should lead to credible, inclusive, and non-sectarian governance that means international standards of transparency and accountability. Well, right. Oh, they'll be transparent and they'll be accountable to whom? To themselves. Also, consistent with the principles of the United Nations Security Council Resolution 2254, according to Anthony Blinken. The transition process and the new government must also uphold clear commitments to fully respect the rights of minorities. They're going to go into the Christian communities in Syria who Bashar al-Assad did protect. He protected the Christian churches and the priests and the members of these churches in spite of being heavily Islam or Muslim. He protected them, but people don't know that. These people now, through this Gulani, these people, these priests are going to be rounded up, and most likely Israel's going to do the world a big favor. The world can't see it. You know, you go in for an operation and you don't know what the doctor's going to do, and the doctor has to procedures that might be, you might say, very involved, and you might have to be put under, hopefully not die, but it saves your life. Israel is going to save they're going to be bring about something that's going to be needed very shortly. The Damascus destruction.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Being a parent, especially for the first time, with that comes a lot of self-doubt. As a dad, I just try to lead by example. When you're trying to be the best person that you can be, your kids see that and then they emulate that.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and enjoy it.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Hello, KHNC listeners. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360KHNC.com. I'm sure you've heard Tammy talk about her preferred collagen. Well, we have it available for you now on our website. Take it daily to reduce joint pain, improve mobility, and support overall bone health. Take it daily to help your hair and nails grow faster and stronger. Take it daily for firmer skin, reducing appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360KHNC.com.
Contact me is through mail. Rick Rodriguez, Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado 80502. I don't give out my phone number. I don't have an email. I could never respond. And I know from being on radio going back to 2005. That sometimes you're just inundated with so many emails you can't respond. And like one of the talk show hosts in Denver, they won't even give out their email. You have to call into the station or write them, send a letter, and then I can respond. If you want to assist me financially, that'd be wonderful. If you want to send me a Christmas card, that'd be great. So with this article, again, Rick Rodriguez, Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado 80502. To continue with this Independent Sentinel, so we're going to send them all the help they need. And then also, at the same time, according to Blinken, we are going to fund the noble militants who are in Syria with still another group of militants. The U.S., okay, so we're going to fund the noble militants? This is absolutely insane talk. Madness. These people, they are in no way noble. They are sworn to murder anyone who won't surrender. And with Islam, you either surrender to Allah or you're going to die. This is out of thecradle.com. Hamas congratulates Syria after the fall of the Assad government. The Palestinian Resistance Movement, Hamas, released a statement on the 9th of December congratulating the Syrian people on achieving their aspirations for freedom and justice. Now, the Syrian people that supported Bashar al-Assad, many of these people are going to be rounded up and butchered. On the day after the fall of Bashar al-Assad, his government, and the storming of Damascus by extreme militants, there were congratulations sent out. We congratulate the Syrian people on achieving their aspirations for freedom and justice. We urge all segments of the Syrian society to come together and move beyond the hardships of the past. The statement read, "We stand firmly with the Syrian people and reaffirm our commitment to Syria's unity and territorial integrity." Hamas doesn't exist. It exists still in the minds of the people of the world, but for the most part, Israel has completely annihilated all of the battalions, all 24 battalions, taking out their communication abilities, destroyed their stockpiles. They basically don't exist. We believe the Syrian people have the resilience to overcome challenges and navigate this critical period. Syria can reclaim its historic, pivotal role in supporting the Palestinian cause. This is what it's all about, the jihadists and its resistance, while reaffirming its leadership with the Arab and Islamic worlds. We strongly condemned the reported acts of aggression by the Israeli occupation against Syrian territory and firmly rejected any Zionist ambitions or plans targeting Syria. The Secretary General of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad Movement, Ziad al-Nakhala, he's going to be targeted. He's going to get the flu very soon. And Gulani, if he's in Damascus when Israel destroys Damascus, he will get the flu. So this movement, Ziad al-Nakhala, he said his group believes that the challenges they have occurred in Syria are a Syrian affair and relate to the choices of the brotherly Syrian people. He said that PIJ, which is based in Damascus, hopes that Syria will remain a true supporter and backer of the Palestinian people and their just cause, as it has always been. In 2022, Hamas and the Syrian government officially reconciled. Assad's government played a key role in supporting resistance groups in Gaza and Lebanon, facilitating the flow of weapons in Iran to Hamas. Well, from Iran to Hamas, that is over. The land bridge is now shut. That bridge doesn't exist anymore. No Iranian weapons going to Hezbollah, none going to Hamas. Israel is going to clean the room, so to speak. And again, Operation Damascus is in the near future. King Hussein II of Jordan has been assisted by the United States government. We have Southern Command area in in Amman, Jordan, in that area. I'm sorry, but King Hussein II is going to have to unfriend the United States for a military operation against Israel, and he will not be successful. He will not be successful. King Hussein, one night we were having prayer, and he said that, and I don't mention the names, I don't I don't care to disclose who I pray with, stated that at one point the Jordanian king, King Hussein II, he stated publicly, openly, that in the future Israel will own or occupy, or the nation of Jordan will be Israeli territory once again. How does he know that? Because he reads the Bible. And he stated that at some point, Jordan would be Israeli property. We're getting close to that time. Bashar al-Assad is gone. And Jordan is going to help the cause to attack Israel.
Are you a homeschool parent or student seeking an honest education free from the monopolistic constraints of a government-run education system? Standards Plus History Academy, www.sphistory.com, is designed for homeschool families or even young adults seeking a deeper education, offering self-guided world history, U.S. history, U.S. government, JFK assassination curricula, and instructor-led online classes. That's www.sphistory.com or 931-494-0070.
You've probably been hearing me talk about Y-Refi for a while now. Y-Refi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, this secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-Y-REFI-24. That's 888-Y-REFI-24. Tell them Joe sent you.
This is Dr. Catherine Albrecht inviting you to join me for my new radio show, Monday through Friday at 2 p.m., right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Podcasts are on 1360khnc.com. Hamas and Syrian government officials, they reconciled Assad's government. They reconciled. Again, I'm going to go back to this article. Assad's government played a key role in supporting resistance groups in Gaza and Lebanon to assist Hamas. Well, Bashar al-Assad is gone, and now his country is a country of jihadi terrorists from every different faction, every group. Says that Iran is going to monitor the practical policies that Syria will adopt, and if they are far from the behavior of ISIS and the Zionist entity, we will welcome that, according to Iranian parliamentary speaker Mohammad Bagher Khalibaf on the 9th of December, 2 days ago. What is happening in Syria is major, dangerous, and new transformation that requires evaluation. Everything that's happening in Syria, despite its danger, cannot weaken us. In other words, Iran realizes not only is Iraq being threatened, but Iran will also be threatened. The future situation of Syria and developments there, the internal alliances and internal problems, what will happen now, we will leave for its time. No one should rush to judge matters. Let us wait for a path and how things will turn out. But we know how to protect our country, how to face challenges, and how to overcome difficulties no matter what they are. So he's expecting that there's going to be some conflict with the Islamic groups because some are Shia, some are Sunni, most likely Wahhabis, and other Islamic factions, and they're not going to get along. There will not be the harmony that they're hoping there would be. Then you have Russia now, his being once again pressed in a second theater of conflict. Iran, another area of conflict. Not just now are they not, Iran is not in conflict with Israel to some degree, but now Iran is in conflict with these terrorists that are being supported by the United States and by Turkey. And Turkey is realizing that once this Golani begins to set up his power base in Damascus, Turkey is going to have a problem too, because Turkey's not going to control what is happening. Iran won't be able to. Russia, right now, it's evident, can't. The United States is going to pump more military intel and finances and munitions. The United States needs a base in the Middle East. And with this conflict that begun, guess what else happened? This has pushed Iran and some of these nations further into the BRICS concept, into the multipolar world thinking. And what has happened in Europe and these other countries in Asia, Africa, South America, they're realizing that America now, this beast has begun to once again, the movement for world hegemony. This is the opportunity that the United States has been waiting for. Now, the plan of the initial PNAC, Project for the New American Century, that plan now is alive and well in 2024. The beast has begun to move. And this is unsettling to many nations in Europe, Central and Eastern Europe, in Asia especially, in Africa, and once again, in the global South, Brazil. And Brazil, the president of Brazil just was in the hospital here recently, like in the last 4 or 5 days. He had an aneurysm in his brain. He may not recover. He says he's okay, but you know how the news is. Seemed like Delano Roosevelt was okay too, but he was in a wheelchair, and then he got the flu and died. There is a great sucking sound in the Middle East. all of the wannabe terrorists are now beginning to come to the carcass to feed, the carcass being Syria. And that's not going to be enough. They're going to want Israel, and they're going to want Iraq, and they're going to want to expand into Iran. And guess who else is nervous? Saudi Arabia, Qatar, because this is a caliphate in motion. I'll be back in a few minutes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, This Present Truth.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
Before I was adopted, I felt like nobody wanted me. I felt like my life was already over.
At a certain age, they don't want you. You're troubled and stuff.
Even if I wanted to be adopted, who would adopt a 17-year-old?
Inside, I knew, like, I'm not a troubled kid. I know what I'm in for, why I'm here.
My biggest fear was that I would age out and not know how to be sufficient on my own.
I had nightmares every single day at my birth mom's house. It was just really scary for me living there.
I was scared. I was lost, and I felt hopeless.
I felt like, don't I deserve to feel happy and loved?
I just wish I'd gotten adopted sooner.
Unfortunately, the number of children waiting to be adopted from foster care is on the rise. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is the only public nonprofit charity in the U.S. focused exclusively on foster care adoption. You can help. Go to DaveThomasFoundation.org to learn more.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
So the beast is on the move. It's making the nations nervous. And this is America's involvement in supporting the jihadists is caused a lot of is causing not suspicion. It's causing I'm trying to think of the right word. It is causing, like the old Freddie Fender song, sleepless days and sleepless night, restless nights. the countries that have been allies of the United States, Henry Kissinger said, I like this quote by Kissinger, to be an enemy of America is dangerous. To be an ally, to be a friend, is fatal. And with our involvement now in Syria, this is sending a very clear message to all the nations of the world that we, as a country, or the American people, I have to keep the government and the people of the country two different things. The government, the military plans, the PNAC agenda is once again alive and well on planet Earth. It's evident now with the ouster of Bashar al-Assad. Again, this was not actually a strategic plan. When Gulani, the Mohammed Gulani, when they began the attack into Syria, it was going to be just to take back roads that had been taken by Bashar al-Assad. Just roads. And that was the objective. And nobody was going to squawk. There might be some conflict. There might be, dialogue. But when they took over the roads in northern Syria and there was no resistance, well, they just kept coming south. And there was no plan to march all the way to Damascus. There was a plan to just take back some of the routes, the roads. But no resistance. Now he marches right on down to Damascus. And immediately when there was resistance against this Mohammed Gulani, then the United States Air Force started bombing all the resistance. The Russian groups, whoever was affiliated with Russia, Iran, they were taken out. These enemies were taken out immediately. But it was just an accident. He just happened to be at the right place at the right time. This was not a pre-planned event. It just occurred. That's where we're at in the world right now. And I'll be back for hour two in a few minutes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Here's the deal. If you would like to noticeably increase the amount of business you're doing, call us here at AM 1360. KHNC is not just any radio station. Our listenership has grown tremendously over the past year or so because of all the quality programming that's been added. Programs such as the Dan Bongino Show,